If I told you people were traveling hundreds of miles to this spot for moonshine, you would probably think there was some illegal alcohol flowing in the countryside. But here, the moonshine is something far different, and it does bring people from near and far. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
It's just a crossroads in rural Illinois, but this spot where two rural roads meet is a one-building town called Moonshine. Lisa Tuttle says there's a theory on the name.
The story is they seen a reflection from the moon on a puddle.
She says it has nothing to do with illegal liquor. There never was much here, except a store that served locals, says sister-in-law Jackie Tuttle.
The store was built in 1912. It's always been like a general store.
In the 1950s, Gladys Williams bought the Moonshine Store and began serving lunches to local farmers and oil field workers. In 1982, Helen Tuttle, Jackie and Lisa's mother-in-law, purchased the store. The sign on the store here says the population is just two.
That was her mother and father-in-law, and then he passed away, and then she had hip surgery and shoulder surgery, and we had to move her down to her house. It's like 5 miles south of here.
Jackie and Lisa's in-laws lived in the upper story of the store. That is part of the reason that lunch is only served here until 12:30, when those in-laws had to help the generation before them.
Helen shut the grill down at 12:30, and she could be out the door by 1 to take him lunch and take care of Ed. After he passed away, she just never went back to the fine.
We just kept it.
It worked, and it works.
The lunch menu wasn't anything fancy. The headliner at the Moonshine Store was simply their hamburger.
They've always called him the Moonburger. And people come in and think it's a specialty.
But it's not. It's the name of our burgers.
At this point, you're perhaps wondering what all the fuss is about. It's a small store serving hamburgers. Well, back in the early 2000s, this place was featured by CBS television personality Bill Geist. Soon, people were flocking here in the hundreds each day to get a Moonburger. Sure, exactly how many they serve out of this tiny store. Next time, as we travel the countryside, Moonshine, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.